because one thing about it, man, the end of the road is the grave. Whatever journey we're on, at the end, we're in the grave. It's just the truth of it. Hello, welcome to Roadmap to Wealth Podcast, Episode 1, where we will be talking about behavior. Do you have a proper behavior budget? Now, just a little bit about myself. My name is Carlos McWhorter. I'm a CPA. I've been a CPA since 2013, and since 2007, I've been in the accounting and finance industry. I've been in various corporate roles and client-facing roles throughout my career. So my goal is to bring my experience to add some insight to finance and wealth creation. I want to give you this insight so you can be able to have better information to develop a strategy on how you can build wealth for you and your family. So today I want to talk about behavior specifically, because one thing that I notice many people, when they think about wealth or where they are in life in regards to their financial goals, they often think about money but fail to think about behavior. Even if I'm dealing with a client, the questions they ask me are, hey, what do I need to invest in? How much do I need to save? Every question is about a dollar amount. None of them really ask me about, hey, what do I need to do? What do I need to change? They're not insightful enough or knowledgeable enough to understand that wealth really isn't about the money that you make. It's more about the behavior once you get the money and what you do with it over a long period of time. That is what makes people wealthy. And recently I was reading a book that I recommend to any and everyone who wants to learn more about finance and money, Richer, Wiser, Happier by William Green. And the thing is, this book is mostly about the wiser and the happier than it is about the richer. William Green is a finance journalist, and he goes into these deep dives into all of these famous hedge fund investors, Warren Buffett, Charlie Munger, Joel Greenblatt, Sir John Templeton. And he breaks down pretty much their mindset towards success in life. And one thing that I found, all of these billionaires are extremely disciplined and principled. Many of them aren't chasing wealth, they're chasing success. And they're able to get to the wealth because they have such a disciplined approach to life that is based on the principles that they live by. The wealth just is a result of how they live versus what they're chasing. Many of them ran hedge funds and didn't really charge their customers. They just put their money into the hedge fund, made money. Some of them made some of their clients richer than they were, cashed out and went and lived their life. Wasn't really trying to chase wealth and excess. They were just chasing success. And it seemed as if every last one of them had these different principles that they vow to live by. Sir John Templeton was one of the greatest examples. He never believed in any type of waste. He didn't waste money. He didn't waste time. He didn't waste relationships. He didn't do small talk. He was so dialed into what his goals were. He did not want to waste any time. There was a story in this book to where someone asked him if they can have maybe 3 minutes just to talk to him about something. And he said, come to my office at 4:12 because I have a meeting at 4:15. So when you said 3 minutes, he was going to give you 3 minutes, and you had better be there by 4:12 because by 4:15, he was done with you and he had his next meeting at 4:15. If you think about your life and the decisions that you make, are you that disciplined? Is your behavior that in line with your goals? And maybe we can see where we are versus our goals and why we're not there. If we're being honest, as a finance professional, I can tell you this. Any good finance professional that's giving you advice, whether this is like a financial planner, a CPA, an investment advisor, any good one is going to get an understanding of who you are before they give any advice. They need to understand your behavior in order for them to give you advice. It's just plain and simple. Like, I get a lot of questions from people. Hey man, what should I invest in? I don't give them an answer. I don't know you. I don't know your habits. I don't know your risk profile. I don't know how long you've ever held a stock. So I don't know how confident I can even be in giving you some of these a stock pick. I may be confident that the company is going to perform well over a long period of time, but I may not have any faith or understanding of you that you would hold the stock long enough to benefit from it. Professionals understand we got to get an understanding of who you are and your behavior, your history with finances, in order to give you a suggestion that makes sense, that would actually work for you. And then also maybe start to think about some of the people who struggle with finances or struggle with budgeting. Like, one of the most simple concepts of money management and dealing with money is coming up with the budget or sticking with the budget. And many people fail to do that. Now, there's various reasons, but I believe one of the main reasons is many of us focus on the dollar, but again, we don't focus on behavior. I think more people can be successful with a behavior budget than they can with the finance budget or a monetary focused budget. Now, of course, it is a budget. We're talking about money, so everything boils down to dollars and cents. But what I'm saying is, so for instance, if I say you can only spend $50 on dining for the week, there are people who are going to struggle with that. Like $50, does that mean I can go out one time, two times? That means I can go out to a fancy place? Like it tells you what you can't do. It doesn't really tell you what you can do. But conversely, if you say, okay, the budget this week is you can only go out to eat one time this week. It's a behavior budget. It's not really focused on dollars. Of course, the end goal is to not spend too much. However, it's focused on your behavior. Because they're focused on a behavior versus a dollar amount, they're not thinking about the dollar sign. They're just thinking about their behavior. I think they can stick with that budget a whole lot easier. As you're looking through where you are and trying to assess where you are in your finances, think about your behavior and consider developing a behavior budget that leads you to your goals. But what is that behavior centered around? It's going to be centered around the principles in our lives. So what is your behavior going to be based on? If you were to develop a behavior budget, what are the behaviors going to be based on? They're going to be based on your principles. So now let's look at the definition of a principle. A principle, a fundamental truth or proposition that serves as the foundation for a system of belief or behavior or for a chain of reasoning. So I suggest taking some time and thinking about what are the things in your life or what are the things that are in your belief system that are your principles, whether it's faith, whether it's family, whether it's a certain type of social life, a certain levels of travel, whatever the thing is that develops your mindset, develops your passions and values. Those are the things that are your principles, and your behavior needs to be in line with those principles because you're more likely to stick with it. You're more likely to definitely resonate with them, and it's going to make your life much more meaningful versus just chasing a dollar amount or a certain number of commas in your bank account. And I think the bottom line is once you have your behavior that's in line with your belief system, in line with your principles, your life is just going to have much more meaning. You're going to enjoy it so much more. We're all on a journey and we're all trying to get somewhere, but a lot of times we forget to enjoy the journey because one thing about it, man, the end of the road is the grave. Whatever journey we're on, at the end, we're in the grave. It's just the truth of it. So you can't wait till you get there to enjoy it because you never know when you're actually going to get to that goal. You know, we hope we can get there soon and enjoy the fruits of our labor, but we never really know what's going to happen in the future or what turns our lives take. And we just never know. You may reach your goal in 2 years. You may reach it in 5 or 10. I'm 40. I might reach it in 60. I don't want to be 60 years old before I start enjoying the life that I'm trying to build. I want to actually enjoy it on the way. So always remember where we're all going to end up and make sure you're enjoying the journey because you never know when that journey ends. So make sure you align your behavior with your principles, make your life meaningful. Don't just chase the money. Of course, we all want it. We all need it. Many of us want more of it. And I understand. I get it. At the same time, don't neglect where you are now. Don't neglect the opportunity or the fact that where you are now is way better than where you were. You know, some of the problems you have, you prayed for them and you're sitting in it. And sometimes we forget that when we're just kind of in the hustle and bustle of life and we're trying to get through and get to the next level, get to the next level, get to the next thing. Sometimes we just have to enjoy where we are and enjoy the journey. And when I think about the journey, I always think about how I may not be there, but I'm happy because I'm on the way. If I'm driving to a destination that's 5 hours, I may be 2 or 3 hours into the drive. Though I may not be there, I'm on my way to my journey and my destination point. So I'm content and happy because I'm on my way. So that wraps up this episode. I just wanted to share some thoughts on what I believe people should focus on when it comes to money and when it comes to their journey in life. We should focus on our values and our behavior and make sure that we're in line with what we say we believe to make our lives more meaningful along the way as we're on our journey. Thank you for joining me today. If you like, please consider hitting the like button and subscribing to my channel. I have so much more coming, and I look forward to seeing you in the next video.